Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Welcome to IRIB English Radio. This is the program Like Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family. And as the ritual of the program goes, we are going to talk about the characteristics, stories, narrations, and verses of Holy Quran about the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, in order to make use of all of these in our own daily life and practice them. Another feature that I'm going to talk specifically in this episode is about his sense of humor. Most of us have this actually mindset about Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his infallibles, that because of their heavy tasks and their heavy responsibility of guiding people towards the right path, they may be so many calm and quiet people, mostly introvert and isolated. But actually, it's exactly the opposite of what we think. You know, being a religious leader of Islam, Prophet Muhammad had nothing to do with humor. Rather, he was all strictness and stringency, and this is what most of the people think. So, this perception is wrong, as Prophet, peace be upon him, was the one with the finest sense of humor, the likes of which again cannot be seen in anyone. His sense of humor wasn't actually vulgar in any sense or anything that would debase or make fun of someone. Rather, it was fine. So, as I told you, there are so many stories and narrations of the humor of Prophet Muhammad. Prophet Muhammad was, warm-hearted and friendly, and occasionally he joked with the people around him, and not only with his companions, but also with children and followers and so many other people. Due to his nature, he always acted in moderation. His gentleness is also referred to in the Holy Quran. It was by mercy from God that you, O Messenger, were lenient with them. Had you been harsh and hard-hearted, they would surely have scattered away from about you. However, when he did make jokes and, pleasantries, he always behaved moderately, like he did in every aspect of his life. For example, as one of the companions of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, narrated, one of his companions said to Prophet Muhammad, "O Messenger of Allah, you joke with us?" He replied, "Yes, I do, but I only tell the truth." So this case reveals that the most important thing about a joke is that it should tell the truth and not be offensive. So, dear listeners, let's keep our speech here. We're gonna come back in a blink of an eye.
يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات
Welcome back. This is IRIB English Radio, and you're listening to the program Like Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family. As you know, in the last part of the episode, we were talking about a sense of humor and this specific characteristics, which is a bit kind of out of our mind. And we think like it must be far-fetched for some religious leader to have a sense of humor, which is not. And sense of humor in a moderate and non-offensive way was one of the most beautiful characteristics of our leader, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And actually, I narrated one story for you. There are so many narrations. And one of the most famous one is this narration that an old lady from the Ansar residence of Medina came to the Prophet and told him, "Please, make a dua or a supplication for me that I go to heaven. The Prophet replied, did you not hear it? Old women cannot go to heaven. The old lady became upset upon this. Then the Prophet said, smiling, have you not read the verse, we have produced the women of paradise a new creation and made them young, devoted to their husbands and of equal age? Then he explained to the old lady in a pleasant manner that old women would go to heaven as young girls, and he cheered her up. See the beauty in the actually delicate manner of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, in this regard of making joke and using this sense of humor, communicating with people. And as I mentioned earlier, we're living in a world of so-called freedom in speech, which is something really dangerous, because we are using this comedy and sense of humor as a tool, as a weapon to destroy other people, destroy other people's personalities. And you know, in the cover of, oh my gosh, we are laughing together, we laugh at each other, which is something out of the principles of Islam, out of the characteristics of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And another thing that I think I have to present here as one of the most important characteristics of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, is exactly the way that he treated the children, and he was kind to the kids. Prophet, peace be upon him, always treated kids with kindness and mercy. He always enjoyed their company and played with them to make them happy. One such example can be seen from his life when he used to say to kids, I'll give such and such gift or so to the one who comes to me first. So they used to race and fall on his back and chest. This shows his treatment towards kids, and there are countless other examples in his lifetime where he commanded parents to be loving and caring towards their children. So I think we have to keep it here. We're going to go for a short break, then we're going to come back in a heartbeat. Last part of our episode, talking about the characteristics of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family. As you know, we talked about the sense of humor and the kindness and caring behavior that he had towards the kids. And another thing is caring of women, which I think is necessary to be talked about in this episode. Another actually allegation against Islam is that it is a religion that oppresses women. Unfortunately, we can see that in social media is fake information. Therefore, being the bringer of the religion, Muhammad, peace be upon him, is also tributed with women oppressing attributes, which is kind of foolish, which is something that we can see throughout social medias. And social media, the only aim of social media is just to destroy the reality and the truth of this beautiful and pure religion. So this perception is also wrong because Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, was very caring of the rights of the women and commanded his followers to give a special treatment to women by giving them respect and equal rights that they ought to have. In one of his hadith, he said, whoever brings up two girls till they come of age will be in the next world among with me. Sorry, will be in the next world along with me, like my two fingers joining each other. So if he were an oppressor woman, he could have simply mentioned male orphan children. However, he gave preference to raising up female children. This shows the care he had for women and their rights. So, dear listeners, I think it was all the time I had for today's episode for you. We talked about so many important characteristics. The first one was actually about the sense of humor of Prophet Muhammad. The next one was the caring for kids. and women. We are living in a world that they are searching for the rights of women, feminism, and all those stories, forgetting this important and beautiful fact that our Prophet Muhammad, like 1400 years ago, was putting emphasis on the importance of female role, both in society and in the houses. So thank you for listening to me. It was all the time I had for today's episode. I wish you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafiq.